details get lost. We remember most people from our adolescence in terms of how they shaped our own lives, rather than hold on to any perception of what they might have been going through on their own. Well, once Jenna started reading my diaries, it was a different story. Almost immediately after she began reading, she messaged me asking, "Am I Jenna?" I confirmed that she was, in fact, Jenna. I wondered how knowing that would change her reading experience. She continued to send me messages throughout the day as she read, reflecting upon what she remembered and what she had completely forgotten, guessing who different characters actually were in real life, and declaring how thankful she was that we hadn't had social media back then. Even though it dredged up a lot of memories she had been happy to forget, reading about our middle school years from my perspective seemed to be overall a positive experience for her. The next day, I got another message. This one was from the man whose name I had changed to Tyler. Since my diary had been up on Wattpad, some of the readers had chosen teams based on the different boys my middle school self had been involved with. Team Tyler was one of the most popular among readers, since Tyler had almost always been kind to me, if a little creepy sometimes. I remembered Tyler as being hilarious in an understated way, and his message confirmed that he hadn't changed much in that regard. It said simply, hashtag Team Tyler. I assumed Jenna had filled him in about the Unslut project, but he told me that Louis had sent him a link to it months earlier. It made me feel a little silly to learn that they had known about the Unslut project for a while. But mostly I felt relieved that they had respected my privacy and that they were apparently on board with the project's goals. I'm sure that with the publication of this book, there will be many more messages from the characters in it as they recognize themselves and others. Some of them might disagree with the mission of the Unslut project, or perhaps they will just think I'm weird for being comfortable with sharing my middle school diaries with the world. But I feel bolstered by the acceptance, support, and mutual healing that have come so far from my newfound connections with people from that time in my life. It is my hope that Unslut, a diary and a memoir, and the Unslut Project's ongoing work will contribute to an incredibly important shift in the cultural attitude surrounding female sexuality here in North America, and of course, in countries around the world. By recognizing and confronting our own prejudices, by starting conversations with compassion and confidence, and by refusing to enforce harmful norms and myths, we can all work toward change within our own communities and on a larger societal level. Soon, if all goes well, the word slut won't even make sense as an insult. This recording of Unslut was presented by Dreamscape Media, LLC. Text copyright 2015 by Emily Linden. Sound recording copyright 2016.